A year ago, Democrats were facing a tough re-election campaign for their governor and held weak numbers in the legislature. Things have changed. Voters sent Governor Jim Doyle back to office, and Democrats now run the state Senate. UW-Milwaukee political science professor and former Democratic lawmaker Mordecai Lee says they've also taken bold stances, especially in the Senate, where Democrats just passed a universal health care plan paid for through billions in payroll taxes as part of their budget.
I think what the state Senate did last week is it said there is some meaning to what it is to be a Democrat, and here's what it is. Now, some people will agree with it and some people will disagree with it, but I think it's wonderful to generate new ideas as opposed to the sort of mind-numbing sort of incrementalism that tends to dominate public policy.
Lee says you have to think of the Democratic Party now the same way you did the Republican Party in the 80s and 90s. When Republicans were trying to build majorities, they talked about having a big tent where moderates and conservatives could work together. Lee says you see that now among Wisconsin Democrats, where not everyone is sold on Senate Democrats' plan to rework the entire health care system.
Now I think we're confronted with the same thing, that the governor is a Democrat, the majority party in the state Senate is Democratic, and clearly, even though they're both of the same party, they have some differences.
Well, Democrats will rally their supporters tonight. There are no state races on the ballot this year. But Lee says he thinks the moment of truth for the 2008 elections is happening right now, as Democrats and Republicans lay out drastically different visions for Wisconsin's state budget. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.